Hi, this is Andrew Gaffney, editor of Demand Gen Report, and we're here at DemandCon, and I'm joined by Sam Weber, Chief Operating Officer with Genius.com.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for joining us today, Sam.
Thank you. Thanks, Andrew.
So, Sam, I wanted to revisit with you. Genius recently announced that it's surpassed 1,000 free accounts, which is an important milestone since rolling out the freemium model back in August of last year. Now that you've been doubling month over month, what do you think has been behind the success of that new model? Why do you think it's resonating so much?
Yep. Yeah. So we're just over 1,200 to be exact free accounts since we launched, and I think the key thing that's driving that growth is that there are lots of tools in the space that serve fairly well the business-to-business community, but as soon as they hit the threshold of I want to do more, there's not a lot of options for them that aren't extremely costly, and they can't use and install on their own and test it out. So I think those are really the two key reasons we've seen that growth. So we're picking up a lot of customers from Constant Contact and a lot of customers from Exact Target and a lot of customers on the free account side from Vertical Response.
Okay.
So they hit that threshold, figure out that they can't go any farther on the functionality side. They want to do some nurturing campaigns. They want to, send more volume and have more tracking features in their capabilities. That's really what's driving it.
Okay.
And it's been, pretty solid growth for us, and we think that we're going to hit the 5,000 to 7,000 mark by the end of this year in companies that are using Genius for free.
Outstanding.
Yep.
Do you see, as you mentioned, folks that are looking to do more, do you see it extending into, do you see just taking marketing automation into sort of new areas, smaller businesses that maybe wouldn't have considered it prior?
I absolutely believe so. I think as a small business, especially if you're 1 to 10 employees, it's very difficult to do it all yourself. And once you hit a limit on using Vertical Response or whatever, one of those other vendors we mentioned, you want to do more, but learning how to do it, implementing a software package that can help you get there is typically very difficult. We can actually have them tested, up and running, and installed using Genius in a full nurture campaign in a matter of minutes, and they can do it all themselves. No training necessary, no IT help. Typically, those guys are doing everything anyway. So I think it's allowing marketing automation to spread into the smaller end of the market, smaller companies in the very broad market.
Any particular verticals that you're starting to see activity in that you hadn't seen prior or surprised you?
It's very horizontal. Just like our traditional business, selling into small, medium enterprise and divisional organizations in larger enterprises, it's a completely horizontal application. And we see everybody from, small retail shops on the consumer side to, people selling farm implements. So it's a pretty wide and broad distribution of industries.
Okay. You also, in the announcement, the last announcement I saw, you talked about the 7% of the freemium accounts were converting to paid customers. I'm not that familiar with the freemium model. Is that a good percentage? Are you happy with that conversion rate? How does it compare to other similar models?
It's a great question. We are very happy with where that number is at the moment. We've looked at other freemium business-to-business companies, and we think we're right in the sweet spot. There are some that are converting, 10-plus percent, but that's pretty rare. Most are in the 3-5%. So we think we're doing better than a big number of them. And if we continue to do that and we get to our target of, 5,000 to 7,000 by the end of this year, that's going to be basically doubling our revenues from our core business if we can continue to convert at the 6-7% rate. So it can be a huge impact on our bottom and top lines.
So last year you guys had to go through a lot of belt tightening, focusing more on running profitably. Then this year you secured a new round of funding. I've seen that you guys are starting to hire some more people. You've announced plans for new investments in marketing and engineering. Can you share some of the specific early progress you're making in terms of those areas and reinvesting?
Absolutely. So we recently have added five new team members. Jamie Lovejoy, who's with us right now, is one of those.
Hi, Jamie.
Managing our PR. And we have a few open recs at the moment. We've got about four more people to hire. So, that for us is a big number. And on the product side, it's really focused around making the product more simple, more elegant, and without losing any of the power of the applications so that we can apply to the broader end of the market that we're focused on in this freemium process. So that's really where our focus is going to be, that we should, in the August timeframe, have a pretty significant launch that kind of refreshes the brand of the company and puts out some additional application aspects that are much more focused on the small and medium businesses that we're working with today.
Anything you can share there? Anything we look out to? You know, any new functionality features that you kind of tip your hand that you're looking for?
Yep. So making our full campaign management and editing capabilities much more simple and elegant. Right now, we have a technology that's very useful. It serves our core customers very well. But as we bring on more and more of the smaller companies who are trying to do more with less, making it easier to use and more simple and more elegant is critical. Also extending some of our social capabilities. Right now, we do a technology called Genius URLs. You're able to track inbound leads from Twitter, from Facebook, from other channels fairly well, but we think we can be much more capable there. So that's another area we're going to focus on in the next 3 to 6 months.
Is that feedback you get, is social media sort of the hot button from users now that they want more power, more capabilities around?
Yeah, in our traditional business, it's absolutely critical. They're, for the most part, wanting to do more on the social side and be able to track more effectively how valuable those channels are to their top line. And we, no question, it's critical to our core business. We've got some interest at the smaller end of the market there, and we think there's a very large untapped revenue stream in the lower end of the market from a social perspective. So the better we can do on those features, the better we think we're going to be at converting and hopefully drive that 7% to 10% and beyond.
Great. Thank you very much. It's been very helpful.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks again for that great content. I hope our audience enjoyed it. I want to thank you for listening today. Keep an eye out for other upcoming podcasts in the series that we'll be broadcasting through DemandGenReport.com.